Hello, everybody. Welcome to amazing new podcast and YouTube channel, the channels where stories of resilience and triumph and unwavering hope come to life. And in each episode, we dive into the inspiring journey of individuals who have faced the toughest challenges head on and emerged victorious. Our aim is to be a beacon of inspiration, offering a guiding light to those navigating through difficult times. So whether you today who are watching and listening, whether you are dealing with health challenges, professional setbacks, or personal struggles, this channel is dedicated to uplifting your spirit and showing you that even in the darkest moments, there's a path to hope and triumph. So join us as we share powerful stories that transcend adversity, reminding you that resilience is a force within us all. Prepare to be inspired and find the strength to navigate life's challenges. So this is amazing new channel where hope takes center stage. So my name is Dr. Rani Thanakodi. I am your host. I am a clinical hypnotherapist using rapid transformational therapy method. I am a Mars Venus life and relationship coach, breathwork coach, astrologer, tarot reader, past life regression practitioner, chakra practitioner, and life force compassion practitioner. And today I have a very special guest to introduce you all. Her name is Netta White. Netta is a digital affiliate business coach. She supports women to truly rise and shine 10 times their income. She's passionate about empowering women to reach their highest potential through creating their own brand content in the online space. Welcome to Amazing You, Netta.
Thank you so, so much. I'm absolutely honored to be invited and part of your podcast. I think it's absolutely incredible what you're doing. And I hope that this podcast inspires millions of women around the world, and absolutely delighted to be with you here today from Australia, Perth in Western Australia. Thank you so much. It really lights my heart up, darling. Absolutely lights my heart up. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Netta. I am really excited to have you, and I am very honored to have you to talk to the audience. And I've been waiting for that since the first day we got in touch with each other. I say, I need to catch hold of this lady, this special lady. I don't know why, but I need to have her on my podcast. So this is absolutely amazing to have you. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Our souls are entwined.
Absolutely. I've got a first question to kick off. I want to ask you, Netta, if you can tell us briefly about your story, because you told me you were in the UK, and tell us how you came to Australia to be the beautiful city of Perth. Tell us your journey.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So I was brought up in the town of Somerton in Somerset, a country girl, passionate about horses, passionate about the country, hiking, all the beautiful things of nature. I also loved the ocean and did a lot of sailing in my birth town of Poole in Dorset. Okay. And then I was so lucky. I was engaged and married very young when I was 20 years old, and my husband and myself decided that a life in Australia was, you know, just the way to go, and that when we were planning children, and that when we had children, that perhaps in Western Australia would be, you know, the lifestyle for, that we would envisage for our children, and that they would be able to enjoy, you know, the bush, the rivers, the ocean, and, you know, also all of the facilities that there are available here in the beautiful city of Perth.
Wow. And how long now is it since you've been living in Australia, Netta?
So we moved here in 1989.
Okay.
Yes. Wow. Yes. And what an adventure it's been. It's been an absolute wonderful lifestyle here. I live literally 5 minutes from the beach, and I will be off to the beach shortly when we have finished speaking to our audience on this podcast. And I do a lot of walking on the beach, and not far away, about 40 minutes away, there are the hills of Kalamunda, and an absolutely beautiful area to live in. I'm so lucky.
What inspired you, Netta, to do the great things that you are doing, to be a digital affiliate business coach? Tell us more what it is, what is it, and what is it that you do?
Oh, okay. This is exciting. I'm so passionate about this. So I raised two twin daughters. Okay. And I obviously was very, very much a wife and a mother. I come from the healthcare professional background. I was a mental health disability youth worker. So that to me was just really, really, really something that was really close to my heart. And I actually did it for many, many years. Right. But as my two daughters grew up, and, you know, they became self-activating young women themselves, right, I've always known, you know, deep in my heart that I was here for more.
Okay.
That my calling and my mission was here for more.
Right.
But of course, you know, back in the day, my parents are sort of in the 90s generation. Mm. You didn't do those sorts of things, perhaps. Yes. You know, you just didn't. You know, you were a wife and a mother, and perhaps a part-time, maybe a full-time job. But I always had this deep inner knowing. Okay. I'm a prophetic as well, and I just had this deep inner knowing that I was here for more. And it was like I did a lot of research over sort of like 7 years, and, you know, looked into crypto trading and other things like Amazon, low ticket marketing, and then I met the beautiful Susie Cobden online. She is a coach, works for the Proctor Gallagher Institute. She's just the most incredible woman. And then we connected, and I opened my business online.
Right.
And I really want to share this with people, because I had no technical skills. Mm. I had no technical skills whatsoever. Mm. And I had no idea what it would entail. And I thought, I never doubted myself that I was too young, too old, or too anything. I just dived into it, did everything that she suggested, and I do love it. I'm so passionate about it. I love digital affiliate marketing, and I just have found, you know, that to reach globally is so inspiring. You know, I live my life inspired, you know, and love is the only way. And my love and passion for helping families, yes, you know, create a life of freedom is just so delicious.
Wow, that is really, really admirable and really incredible that you had that growth mindset of continuously learning, because it is so, so important. And that's what keeps us young. That keeps our mind young, our body young. And where did that come from, that growth mindset? Was it from that lady from the Proctor Gallagher that inspired, that started that in you, or did you have it as a child yourself, Netta?
I had it as a child. Right. My dad had a huge growth mindset. Okay. In fact, he's almost 90 now, bless his heart. But he was way before his time in his generation. He was way before his time, and he had really big visions for that era, you know, for himself and his family. It was a very loving, nurturing family relationship. He wanted to go sailing, knew nothing about sailing, and he built a sailing boat in the garage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
And then he learnt to sail. There were many imperfect happenings as he learnt to sail. And as a young family, we all, you know, took part in that, and we had some amazing times in Studland and Poole and Shell Bay, and, you know, sailing around the Solent. So I think I've absolutely grasped that from him.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And what has been for you the greatest challenge in building your business? What has been the greatest challenge in your life as well, Netta?
So the greatest challenge, believe it or not, in building my business was getting over my shyness.
Tell us more about your shyness. I was shy too, but we can overcome that. Tell us more how you overcome that shyness.
So I overcame my shyness by going inside myself. If we're not congruent on the inside, then we're not congruent on the outside. Yes. So I set myself I made an agreement with myself that I would learn how to boldly and fearlessly speak my truth. Mm-hmm. So I connected with Alex Tripod, who is, obviously everybody knows Alex. He's the most beautiful human being on the planet, I think, you know, and so brave and so bold. So I connected with Alex, and from there on in, I picked up the microphone and I just boldly spoke my truth. And I'm totally fearless about it now. I dreamt and birthed and created We Choose Tuesdays, which happens today, 8 a.m. Australian Western Standard Time. And we speak to women across the globe on different topics, different conversations, offering, you know, value and faith and hope to ladies that, you know, perhaps are struggling a little bit.
Wow, that is beautiful. That is beautiful that you overcame that shyness. And what has this taught you about yourself, overcoming that shyness, Netta?
That I am one. That I am one. And, you know, that the belief system is infinite, absolutely, completely infinite. And that, you know, that the higher frequency is gratitude.
Yes. I love that.
I say that again for women that are listening to us today, the highest frequency is gratitude, and love is the only way.
Yes, I agree 100% with you. That's what I've been telling on my podcast too, how important is gratitude, and love is the highest frequency with gratitude. Right. Yes. I've been telling that to my hypnotherapy clients. I've been telling that in their audio. Oh. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful what you are sharing. I really enjoy this conversation with you, and wow, I am so glad I've connected with you, Netta. Yes. You're welcome, Netta.
Over the course of our evolution, there's been a disconnection. A disconnection from a natural and wholesome diet. We need to put back the good into our nutrition. That's why Juice Plus created the Omega Blend to contribute to your daily nutrition. A rich and unique blend that combines the best omega sources nature has to offer. Like sea buckthorn, a golden berry that grows under the harshest conditions, braves the elements to become a resilient fruit and a powerful source for omega-7, with one of the highest omega-7 potency of any known plant source. Or pomegranate, with a seed oil that is so abundant in omega-5 fatty acids that it has been valued and traditionally used for centuries. And microalgae, one of the Earth's oldest plant organisms. Invisible to the naked eye, but powerful and filled with omega-3 fatty acids to maintain your normal function of the heart, brain, and vision. Provided by nature, our Omega Blend is carefully selected from algae, fruit, and seed oils to give your body a wider spectrum of nutrients it needs, like the omega fatty acids 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9 in just one capsule. Juice Plus Omega Blend. Real nutrition, real simple.
So tell us, Netta, I know you've met so many amazing people on that journey of personal growth, of growing your business. So who has been for you the most influential person in your life, and why, Netta?
So I actually don't really have one particular person.
Yes.
That has been the most influential person in my life. I have several people that have been, you know, really influential in my life. But when it comes to gratitude and love, my beautiful mum.
Okay.
She was always my best friend. Right. Always my best friend, and her human values, her deep intuition, and when we break that word up, intuition, is just part of who I am. And she had the greatest, deepest inner strengths, the greatest, deepest inner knowing. And she knew when to speak and when not to. And the way that she spoke was only out of gratitude, and it was only out of love. And I think for me, that has been the highest order.
Right. Wow. How beautiful it is to have a mom who has those kind of values and who instilled that in her children, which is really wonderful, because she's helping not only you, but the next generation and the world, because she's changing one person at a time, which is her children, one person at a time, which is beautiful, beautiful.
Yes, I think so too. Yeah. She was most amazing, amazing, amazing lady. And, you know, we all operate on a high frequency. We're all energy, yes. You know, and my mum dances in heaven now, but she's often with me. I feel her energy, earth side, often, you know, so I'm very, very grateful for that.
Wow, that is beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what quote, Netta, has helped you? What quote has helped you to cope in challenging times? What is your favorite quote that you often use when you are facing challenging times?
So there are a number of favorite quotes.
Okay,
but this one really speaks out to me. I mean, I love the Dalai Lama. But I also love this one because, as I said, I know that gratitude and love are the highest frequencies. So this one is from John F. Kennedy.
Okay.
I will read this. As we express gratitude, we must never forget that the highest application is not to utter the words, but to live by them. Wow. And to me, that really, really resonates.
Yes. It's not only uttering the word, but it's living by those words. And I think that's the power. Yeah.
It is the power.
Yes.
It is the power. And, you know, gratitude is all linked with, you know, the universal laws.
Yes.
The universal laws are nature. Mm-hmm. And when you understand that living in those frequencies, it just creates a state of flow.
Yeah. I love your wisdom. I love your wisdom of how you connect the gratitude with living in nature, because when we are grateful for Mother Earth, for the universe, for the sky, it brings love for everything around us, love within us as well. It intensifies that love within us and around us.
It's abundant. It's expansion, and everything else follows in a state of flow, effortlessly, selflessly, mindfulness, richness, and all the other beautiful things. It is a state of flow.
Yeah. And when you were talking, you were reminding me of a great lady. I'm sure you've heard of her. She's the one that I've learned gratitude from. It's Louise Hay. Have you heard of Louise Hay?
I love Louise Hay. Yes. I absolutely love that lady. And I love the book, Heal Your Life.
Yes.
And I very much include in my daily devotional practice meditation. I include exercise, you know, vibe boosters.
Yes.
I call them magical scripts. But Louise Hay, you know, and Sandra Rolis, I love Sandra Rolis. And, you know, Louise Hay shows us the way that, you know, emotionally, if we're not energetically vibing from a high frequency, that we then trap these, you know, unreleased emotions, suppressed emotions to different parts of our body. And, you know, yourself being a doctor, you would see that, you know, regularly on a daily basis. And I also use somatic breath work to release these emotions, because the more trapped emotions we have, the more it is expressed physically. And of course mentally in different ways. So it's really important, you know, to have this daily devotional practice and loyalty to self. It is loyalty to self.
It is loyalty and love to self, yes. And I love that you talk about the somatic practices, because working with the body is so important, because our body stores so much emotions that we suppress, we repress. You know, it's like so important to let those emotions come out, because if they stay suppressed inside the body, they try to express themselves in some form of dis-ease in the body that starts to come up.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Exactly right. And it can be either mental disease,
yes.
disease, or it can be physical disease. You know, for instance, Louise, that incredible lady, she talks about, you know, the probable causes of ailments. You yeah. know, one of the things that she talks about is, you know, spinal situations, how that person may have felt extremely, extremely deeply unsupported
yeah.
throughout life. And she gives us the positive to it.
Mm, absolutely.
To help ourselves. Yes.
Yeah, because when we suppress all these emotions, we cannot be our true self. We cannot express ourselves freely, you know. We cannot connect easily as well, because when we have all these suppressed emotions, we feel isolated, we feel nobody understands us, we feel that we feel rejected. So we are not our real self, because our real self, our real essence, everybody, is love, the greatest expression, the greatest, highest vibration, which is love.
Absolutely.
Which
absolutely.
Is, yes, because that is who we really are. We are. We are that embodiment of love, that being of light. So when we have those emotions, we can't be ourselves. So we live in that dark, we hold all these dark emotions inside, so we can't shine our light, but only when we release them.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I've loved you, Ronnie.
I love to. I am so glad we connected. I don't know, the universe wanted us to connect to each other.
It did. And I love that we are our souls. There's an energy coming between the two of us, and I know that you can feel it. You know,
I can feel it. Yes.
I hope I get this word right. The syntropy of, you know, is the law of spirit. I mean, I know we're not going to talk about quantum physics right now, but the law of spirit. And the law of spirit has entwined our two souls together to have the honor of sharing this to people on a global scale.
Absolutely. I thank you so much. I am so, so grateful to have met you, so that we are able to speak those things today and to get them out, to share to the world. And that is a very special time today with you. Yes. So yes. Let's continue, Netta, with a few more questions. And what would you say today, Netta? Because I know so many people are facing some tough times with the rise in the cost of living. Some people are losing their houses. So what would you like? Or some people are going through a lot of mental health issues. So what would you like? Because you've been in that area of mental health and you have lived a great life and you have so much wisdom. What would you like to tell all those people, to encourage them, to those who are listening and watching you? What will you tell them today, Netta?
Never give up. Always have faith. Always have faith. Trust and surrender, you know, in the inner knowing, faith to the journey. And, you know, here in Western Australia, there are so many community places that you can go to receive support and help. And, you know, with social media, you know, there are so many ways that we can connect on Facebook, particularly Facebook and Instagram, that offer supports, you know, community support, and, you know, St. Vincent de Paul's, the Housing Commission, you know, everybody's there completely to fully support us. I reach out on Facebook to the community people that can help us, and have faith and have the wisdom and keep moving on. Resilience is the best way.
Yes, that's so true. Thank you. And what book that have impacted you, Netta, the most that you can encourage people to read today?
Louise Hayes, Heal Your Life.
Okay. Is there any specific book, any specific books from her?
Just Heal Your Life. Louise's Heal Your Life. I've read it four or five times, and I absolutely soak up that book. It's incredible. And I think coming from a healthcare professional background, prior to being digital affiliate coach, you know, it really resonates with me. It completely resonates with me because I've seen so many ailments.
Yes. I very much agree with you. Yes, because this book is, I've read it a few times like you do, and I've just read it a few days ago. I was looking at it again. It's like it helps you in all areas of your life. It guides you. It gives you guidance. It helps you to work on your issues. It is such a simple book, but a great book with so much wisdom and so many things that you can apply in your life on a daily basis, which is... The more simple the book is, the more easy it is for people to apply. So this is a great book. Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. Please read it, everybody. It is.
Yes, read it.
It is life-changing. Definitely. Yes.
Yeah, it is life-changing. Yes, definitely.
And my last question, I know it's coming to an end soon with the audience, Netta. My last question to you is, how can people contact you and reach out to you?
Oh, so I am on Facebook. My business page is on Facebook, Netta White. I'm easily found on Facebook, Netta White. I have a link. I also have a LinkedIn. People can reach me on LinkedIn. I hope I pronounced that right. And also Netta White on Instagram.
Okay.
I'm very visible, and I'm often on social media a lot.
Wow, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. And can you, just before we finish, tell the audience a bit more about what you do, how you help women, so that women knows how you can help them? Tell us a bit more about the great things that you do as a digital coach. Please.
So I'm part of an incredible community. Okay. I mentor women, primarily women, although there are a number of very, very successful men within our community. I mentor people to transition from 9-to-5 paid jobs.
Right.
Transition from 9-to-5 paid jobs or businesses to transitioning completely online and building an automated passive income. I teach women the skills of how to scale their audience, how to scale their business, and connect them with the right people within our community to rise and shine and earn passive income online to legacy income. So legacy income is a willable income that continues to be paid to your children when you are no longer earthside. And I think for that, it is incredible. It allows women to speak their truth.
Yes.
To become fearless and to create a lifestyle for their family. And many women have retired their husbands, they travel, and many have chosen to, and I'm talking many on a global scale, they've chosen to homeschool their children.
Right.
And and teach them the skills of life, the wisdom of life, as well as the academic side of life as well. And that is what I do. We also have many events. We have a huge event coming up in Japan this year, 50-year anniversary.
Right.
Yeah.
That is exciting.
Many retreats too.
Yeah, wow, that is really exciting. I would like to say, Netta, a big, big thank you to you for taking your time this morning from the beautiful Perth to talk to the audience. And I wish you a lot of success in helping more and more women and families to live the life that they want, to live the life of freedom, because you are helping them to live that life of freedom. So thank you for that, and keep doing the great work. Keep shining your light. And I would say big thank you to the audience for watching, sharing, and subscribing. And thank you for listening to this amazing, incredible lady from Australia. And I wish you all a great rest of your week. Take care, everyone. And lots of love to all of you. Bye-bye.
Bye.